This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's emergency officials say Russian shelling overnight has set a school in the city of Kharkiv on fire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say a woman died in the blaze and a man has sustained injuries. Fires from the shelling also occurred in other areas of the Kharkiv region, with one regional governor saying on Telegram shelling had taken place on the border with the Kherson region, much of which is under Moscow's control, while around Sumy, bordering Russia, three people were wounded as a result of overnight missile strikes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House announced Thursday more economic sanctions against Russia, saying they'd taken steps to, quote, degrade the key networks used by Russia's elites, including President Vladimir Putin, to attempt to hide and move money and anonymously make use of luxury assets around the globe. The White House said the targets include a yacht brokerage, aircraft, Russian officials, and others close to Putin. Targeted yachts included Russia-flagged Graceful and the Cayman Islands-flagged Olympia, as well as two other yachts owned by Russian companies. The White House said the new sanctions were made to crack down on evasion and tighten sanctions already in place to enhance enforcement and increase pressure on Putin and his enablers. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that he continued to urge Western allies to step up weapon supplies for Ukraine. In a speech delivered remotely via video to the Luxembourg Parliament, Zelensky said Ukraine suffers every day from Russian missile strikes. He said just in the last day, Russia used 15 different cruise missiles. Since the invasion began, they've used